Shri Haridev Maharaj Ki. So we saw a very beautiful lake, and there were some beautiful rocks coming out of that lake. Those rocks were Govardhan Shilas. And that temple, there's a big temple in the middle of the lake. It's called Mukaravinda. Mukha means mouth, and Aravinda means lotus. So Bhakti Santa Saraswati and the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they accept that this is the mouth of Giriraj, because inside that temple there's one Govardhan Shila. There's two actually. One has some design like a crown in it, and the bottom one has a big impression in it, like a hole, and that's considered to be the mouth of Giriraj, where he accepts his offering, where he accepts offerings. This lake is called Manasi Ganga. Manasi means mind. One time, Bhaguri Rishi came to Nandagaon, and he was telling the glories of Ganga to Nanda Maharaj. And he said, "Oh Nanda Maharaj, once upon a time, Garud, or as we say, Garuda, he captured one snake to have for lunch. And he was flying in the sky. As he flew in the sky, the snake's tail, the snake was very long, and the snake's tail was hanging down. And as Garuda was flying, the tail of the snake touched the Ganges, or Ganga. And when a snake touched the Ganga, then the snake assumed a four-armed form, gave up its snake form, and assumed a Vishnu Roop. And Garuda was looking, oh, the snake has turned into a resident of Vaikuntha. So then he put him on his back and said, well, I must take you back to Vaikuntha. So the story indicates that by contacting the Ganga, by touching the Ganga, one becomes so purified that he becomes qualified to get liberation or attain the spiritual world. So after hearing that very interesting story about the wonderful glories of Ganga Ma, Nanda Maharaj, he mentioned to Yashoda, he said, listen, let's pack up all of our household belongings on a bullock cart, and we'll take Rohini and Krishna and Balaram along with us, and we'll go to Allahabad, to the Triveni, and we'll bathe in the Ganga, because it's so powerful. If we bathe in the Ganga, then we'll get liberated. So they did that. They packed up everything, and they started proceeding southward from Nandagram, and they came to Govardhan, and there's a narrow passage here called Gati, or Dan, also Dan Gati. A narrow passage through the mountain of Govardhan. And they were passing through there, and Krishna was thinking, oh my God. He was thinking, how can I leave Vrindavan? How can I leave my cows behind? How can I leave my gopis and gopas and go on this yatra with my father? I can't bear to leave this beautiful land of Vrindavan. My father is going there simply to bathe in the Ganga. So Krishna started thinking with his mind. He was thinking, oh Ganga Devi, you should come here and fill this area at Govardhan Hill, make appear here so my whole family can bathe here, and then we don't have to go leave Vrindavan to go to bathing Triveni. So complying with his wish, Ma Ganga came here riding on her alligator. The crocodile, or the alligator, is the Viman, or the carrier of Ganga Devi. So she came here and she stood with folded hands before Nanda Baba and Yashoda and Krishna. And then she said, how may I serve you? And Krishna said, please fill up this area. So then Ganga manifested there and right in front of everyone. And Krishna said, look, there's no need to leave Vrindavan. Ganga herself has come here to give us darshan. And now all of her sacred waters are right here in Vrindavan. So we can simply bathe here and accomplish everything that you desire. Manasi Ganga Ki. So this is the Ganga, the same as in Mayapur or Haridwar. This is the Ganga this is a special Ganga which appeared from the mind or Manasi or Man of Krishna. We stopped in a small temple before we came over here. Now it's a temple of Manasi Devi. Manasa. That's Manasi Ganga, and the temple is Manasa. And Manasa Devi, you can say she's the goddess of the mind. But she's one of the Yogamaya deities. There's Pataleshwari in Mathura, and Yogamaya in Vrindavan, and then there's Manasa Devi here, and there's Brinda Devi in Nandagaon. So these devis are protecting Vrindavan and granting one the entrance into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So she's a very powerful deity of Yoga Maya. Now we are all trapped by the perverted reflection of Yoga Maya, known as Mahamaya. So by praying to Yoga Maya, we can establish a connection with Krishna. Yoga means connection. So these various forms of Yoga Maya give us facility to connect with Krishna in a particular loving service in the different pastime places of Braj. This deity of Manasa Devi, she's sitting on a lion. So when you see the darshan, you see her face, you see the lion's face, and there's two other persons, maybe Kartikeya and Ganesh, or I think it's Kartikeya and Hanuman. When Nanda Baba and Yashoda were living in Nandagaon, they were very much desirous of having a child, but they were not successful. After many, many years of marriage, Nanda Maharaj had four brothers, there were five Nandas altogether, Upananda, Abhinanda, Sunanda, and Nanda Nandan, and Nanda. And everyone had sons, but Nanda Maharaj, and he was the king of Braj, so he had no son until his old age. His hair was described as being salt and pepper, which means black with some white, black and white mixed together. So he was in his 70s. And people were giving different suggestions how he may be able to attain a son. So one lady suggested to Yashoda Ma that she worship Durga. You should worship Durga. So there wasn't any Durga deity in the immediate vicinity of Nandagaon. So, as we know, one can worship a deity made of Daru Brahma, deity carved of wood, or a deity made of Ashtadhatu or marble. There's also the Manasamurti, a deity in the mind. We can establish a deity of Krishna in our mind and worship him with mental services. So Mother Yashoda, she meditated on Durga Devi, riding her tiger with all of her weapons. And she was meditating and praying. While she was meditating and praying to Durga, then at that time, in Nandagaon, they had one Govardhan Shila, or maybe she was even in this area. It's not clear from the Pujari story. But there was one Govardhan Shila next nearby where Yashoda was meditating. And when she opened her eyes from meditation, she saw that from the Govardhan Shila, a form of Durga came out. And then she was amazed. Oh, Ma! And so this form of Durga, which manifested from a Govardhan Shila and from the mind, from the meditation of Mother Yashoda, is called Manasa Devi. So then Durga or Manasa Devi, she blessed Yashoda. She said, I give you blessings that very soon you will have a son. So as they tell the Leela, by the blessings of Durga Devi or Manasa Devi, Yashoda gave birth to Bhagavan Sri Krishna. On the opposite bank of the Manasi Ganga, there is a very tall temple that's now been built. And that temple dome demarcates the place of Lord Shiva's pastimes and also the place of bhajan of Sanatana Goswami. That place is called Chakaleshwara. It used to be called Chakra Eshwara. Now it's called Chakaleshwara. But during the time when Krishna was lifting Govardhan Hill and so much rain was falling, that's the kind of we can relive that Leela today. And Indra was very angry, so he's pouring torrents and torrents of rain. So Krishna, he was seeing that the floodwaters were rising, although no rain was disturbing the Brijvasis from above, the water, the groundwater was collecting below. So Krishna, he invoked his chakra, he called his chakra, and the chakra was spinning over Govardhan and radiating intense heat. And that heat of that chakra was evaporating all the water that was collecting from the rain, was collecting and evaporating simultaneously. So after the Govardhan Leela, when Krishna set Govardhan Hill back down, then that chakra, the chakra bade the Krishna, pray to Krishna, chakra personified, "Oh, I'm very happy to be here in Braj, rendering service to you and your devotees. I pray that I could stay here always." So then Krishna said, "All right, you can stay here on the banks of Manasi Ganga." So then the chakra took residence over there. So that became known as Chakra Tirtha. And then a deity of Lord Shiva was installed there by Bajranath, Krishna's great grandson. There's actually five deities, which represents Panchamukh Shiva. So then there's a Shiva Linga that he installed there to commemorate this pastime of Krishna's chakra taking residence there. So this Shiva deity that's there is called Chakaleshwara Mahadev. There are five important Shiva deities in Braj Mandal that act as Digpal. Digpal means protector of the directions. So if we want to enter Vrindavan, we have to follow the footsteps of the previous acharyas who would often do their bhajan next to or near these Shiva temples, and they would regularly or daily go to these Shiva temples and pray to Lord Shiva that he would bless them, that they could enter Vrindavan. Entering Vrindavan means to be free from the enjoying spirit. So this Chakaleshwara Mahadev, he's protecting the middle. There's on the eastern side, there is Gopishwara Mahadev. On the eastern side, there is Gopishwara Mahadev. Gopishwara Mahadev ki. On the western side, in Kamyavan, there is Kameshwara Mahadev. Kameshwara Mahadev ki. On the south side, situated in Mathura, protecting the southern direction of Braj Mandal, is Bhuteshwara Mahadev. Bhuteshwara Mahadev ki. In the north, in Nandagram, protecting the north side of Braj Mandal, is Nandishwara Mahadev ki. And if you can't enter, if you can't force your way into Vrindavan from the north, south, east, or west, you may try to drop in the middle by helicopter, by parachute. You might try to, if you come in the middle, that's Manasi Ganga, and Chakaleshwara Mahadev with his trident will toot and send you out. So Sanatana Goswami, when he was staying in Vrindavan and Dwadasaditya Tila, and that small hillock on the banks of Yamuna, he was every day going to take darshan of Gopishwara Mahadev and offer his prayers. And when he shifted his bhajan in his later life, he shifted to Govardhan, and he took his residence here directly next to Chakaleshwara Mahadev on the other side of the Manasi Ganga. And his bhajan kutir is still there today, right next to Lord Shiva's mandir.
Sanatana Goswami какое-то время жил возле храма Мадана Мохана, Двадаша Адитья Тила, там его бхаджан кутир был. Потом позже он переехал сюда, на Говардхан, и как раз его бхаджан кутир сейчас тоже находится рядом с этим Чакалешвара Махадевом.
Ванде рупа санатана ругуяга Sri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyago Sri Jiva Gopalako Sarva Goswami Vrindavan Dhama Ki Jai. Sri Rupa Sanatana Goswami Pada Ki Jai. So one day, Sanatana Goswami was doing his bhajan there, chanting, studying, remembering. And then, around evening time, so many mosquitoes were coming. Zzzz, 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 nyee, or more higher pitch, I guess. And disturbing him. So he was thinking, this Vogel Ashram is not a good place. No, I mean, he was thinking, this is not a good bhajan kutir. I should go somewhere else. These mosquitoes are disturbing me. Vaishnavanam yata Shambhu. Shambhu, Lord Shiva, Mahadev, he's the greatest of the Vaishnavas. And there's nothing a Vaishnava, there's nothing more pleasing or satisfying to a Vaishnava than to be in the association of other Vaishnavas. To be alone, devoid of the association of the Vaishnavas, devotees of Radha and Krishna and Lord Gauranga, the analogies that the Acharyas give, they say, I would rather be trapped in the middle of a blazing forest fire, or I would rather be trapped and locked in a cage of man-eating tigers. I would rather these situations than the situation of being separated from the association of the devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that this is devotee. The devotee can tolerate anything but separation from the devotee. Asat sanga tyag evaishnavachar. The behavior, the conduct, the mindset of the Vaishnava is that he rejects, he leaves behind and rejects all association with the asat, all non-devotees, materialistic people, and mayavadis, all these people he rejects, asat sanga tyag, and he, this is his mood and this is his behavior. So Lord Shiva, fearing that he may be separated from Sanatana Goswami, because he was so happy that Sanatana Goswami was doing bhajan next to his linga mandir, he appeared, Sakshat Darshan, Lord Shiva personally appeared before Sanatana Baba, Sanatana Goswami. He said, "Oh Baba, please don't go anywhere else to do your bhajan. Don't be concerned with these mosquitoes. By my power, I will drive all these mosquitoes away because I'm controlling all poisonous creatures, all mosquitoes and all scorpions and snakes. I control them. They got their power from me when I dropped the poison from drinking the milk ocean. He drank the poison, it was churned, and these creatures came up. So I will drive them all away from here, and I promise you, from this day forward, no mosquitoes will ever bother you." So because of the blessing of Lord Shiva, it is said by those who live there, there's a Gornitai temple next door, by those who live there, that even to this day, 500 years later, there are no mosquitoes there. Okay, we'll tell one more pastime, then we should make a move so we don't get too late. This pastime is about this temple, Haridev Mandir, the original deity of Haridev. There are a handful of deities that were actually carved and installed and worshipped. The worship was begun by Bhadranab, Krishna's great grandson, 5,000 years ago. And those deities are Keshavaji in Mathura, Haridev in Govardhan, Dauji or Balaram in Mahavan, and Govindaji, Gopinath and Madan Mohan in Vrindavan. So he installed these deities, and over time, that was approximately 5,000 years ago, the deities became lost or buried in the ground or buried in some lake. And then different personalities revealed the deities and began the worship again. So it's said that 500 years ago in Bhakti Ratnakara, it explains how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came here to this temple and he took darshan of this deity of Haridev. So they say the description of the appearance of the Haridev deity, to, in other words, it's like this. The Bhadranath, he carved this deity of Haridev, and he installed the deity to commemorate the pastime that took place here with Krishna and the gopis. This is the description of the pastime. One day, Radharani and the Sakis were sitting on the bank of Manasi Ganga, waiting for Krishna. They were feeling intense separation from their beloved Krishna, so they began calling out his name. They were calling out Haridev, Haridev, in great anguish. So let's see how much anguish we can put behind our chanting.
Haridev! Haridev!
So the gopis were crying in anguish, like we were all crying in anguish. So everyone should look very carefully, because Krishna was hearing their crying, and suddenly Krishna manifested his form there, the 7-year-old boy holding Govardhan Hill in one hand and his flute in the other. That beautiful form of Krishna completely enchanted the minds of the gopis. Their hearts flooded with happiness, and their tears of love washed the lotus feet of Krishna. So it's told, actually this was a murti, so that seeing this beautiful form, or deity or murti, of Krishna, the gopis became somewhat pacified and relieved of their great fire of separation. So it's told that even afterwards that deity was still here for some time, then disappeared and was recarved by Bhadrana. The gopis used to come regularly and do puja and worship that deity of Krishna. So even the gopis of Vrindavan are doing puja to Krishna. This is very nice. This is this is how the chanting of the holy name actually takes effect. Naam, Rup, Gun, and Leela. The example is given here in this pastime. That in great anguish, feeling great anxiety and separation from Krishna, crying their hearts out with fully concentrated minds, absorbed in Krishna, absorbed in the holy name, their minds full of petition and their hearts full of sincerity and separation, they are crying out the holy name of the Lord. And with this type of chanting, then Krishna naturally reciprocates. He becomes very attracted. Krishna is that entity or that personality who attracts everyone. But one of the features of the name Krishna is he who attracts everyone and he who can be attracted to everyone. It goes in both ways. Love goes in both ways. You're attracted to the beloved, or the lover is attracted to you. So Krishna means the all-attractive one who attracts everyone with his rup, his form, his beauty, his love, etc. But he's also attracted. And he's attracted to someone who exhibits pure love for him and shows his form. So the gopis are teaching us by their chanting. This is the gopis kirtan or gopi kirtan. That yes, it is possible if the chanting is pure and the chanting is sincere, then Krishna, that naam will produce Krishna's rupam. And we'll have Sakshat Darshan of Krishna. Name will do everything.